This is Passport to Texas. After 1 year of being closed to the public and $5 million in renovations and improvements, Dangerfield State Park in Northeast Texas has officially reopened for visitation. Yet our state park guy, Brian Frazier, says before the official reopening, they opened unofficially to give the renovations a type of test drive.
They tentatively took the lock off the gate to allow visitors in and to test out some of the things they'd renovated, like the wastewater treatment plant. And they were able to make sure that big crowds of people, that it would handle it great, and it's working fantastic. There's more than $5 million of renovations and upgrades to the campsites, the old CCC buildings. It's just in great shape. And the lake that wasn't fished for a year is now open, and we're going to have a grand opening on October 15th. And there'll be activities for kids, park staff and park rangers will be there to show everybody what's new, what's great, what's renovated. It's a park that I wholeheartedly recommend that people get out there. And with the facilities and the new restrooms and things, it makes people's experience that much more pleasant.
And again, that's at Dangerfield State Park in Northeast Texas. Well, thank you, Brian. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.